This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Advanced Rehab. And now, here is your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. Now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing pretty good. Thankful to be here again. Made it to another Victory Tuesday. So
yes, sir. I love it.
Yep, happy to be here again.
So congratulations on the win over Rebalt, 56-12, and now a 4-0 start. We talked a little bit about that last night. What's your overall impression of Friday's performance?
Obviously, you know, very proud of the finish. Yep. Proud that we were able to, I think it's the first complete game where it was all three facets played well. You know, we didn't lack in an area over a total game. So I finally, you know, especially in the second half, I felt like we finally, second quarter and beginning of third quarter, finally put it all together. Obviously, you know, we fought through a sluggish start, and I'm careful how I say, like, you know, I think our skill guys on offense, when you play a team of Wes Broward's caliber, right, these kids can, they can read, they can watch film, they can see.
Yes, sure.
And so you play Wes Broward, who corner Kane, who's a top 10 team in the country, beat him 38-17. We beat West Broward 32-13. So now, oh shoot, here we are. We can get open versus anybody. We can beat anybody. We can just show up. And I thought, you know, we kind of fought through that, some of that in practice throughout the week. And in the game, it showed up a little bit for us from a skill player offensively perspective. I thought our big guys did a good job of changing the tone of the game with our Rhino package and kind of getting us moving. But overall, proud of how we, you know, were able to continue to get through the football game and just be able to, you know, check off some boxes of being physical, of still being explosive from a receiver standpoint, of playing good defense. I mean, we had another game where we held the team to under 25 or 30 rushing yards. So definitely proud about that. And then again, I think as we continue to do that, it bodes well for us as we continue to move forward.
So your team actually trailed for a stretch, I think, there in the second quarter. What did Rebalt do to catch you off guard, and how did you challenge your guys to respond to that?
I mean, they have a guy that's called their defense over there. He's a former college coach. I think he's a retired college coach for college football for about 20 years.
Wow.
But honestly, they just played hard. You know, I think, you know,
they got a guy named Randy Moss on their coaching staff, I noticed.
Yeah. And so they played really hard. And yeah, I think, you know, too, like, we were end zone hunting a little bit in the sense of, you know, maybe not throwing on time or running backs. Like a few times, if you saw, we ran into our offensive lineman's backs.
Yes.
Well, you're supposed to be cutting off of his back, because clearly if you see his back, he's got somebody, he's kicking out the other way. And so I think we just were end zone hunting a lot, trying to create big plays as opposed to letting them just happen. And so I think that's kind of what they did. I think, you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think we turned them. Well, we busted the coverage. That was the one big touchdown. And so I think we just, you know, we had to just kind of settle in and play football. That's why I said Rhino, you know, kudos to Coach Alford. Obviously, I call the Rhino plays, but he was the one that suggested, Coach, get in Rhino and, you know, assert our dominance real quick and kind of change the game. And he what he said, too, was let the skill guys know we can do this, you know, multiple different ways. So we just had to kind of settle in there and play football.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So you kind of mentioned this, but, I mean, do you see a situation like that as a valuable teaching moment for your team, you know, staying locked in and not overlooking an opponent?
Oh, for sure. I think anytime you can find ways to face the same adversity that you'll face in playoff ball or region ball, you want to face it. And so, you know, whether it's our region is so crazy, right? Like, you could, like, Lounge starts off with, I think they play Colquitt first, and then Tift, I think, second. Like, okay, what if Lounge lost both of those games? They were 0-2. Well, they don't suck.
No.
Like, you know, you could sit there and say, oh, they're 0-2. Like, they're 0-2 in our region where everybody is almost the same.
Sure.
So it's like, you can't look at a team's record or whatever and say, oh, we're just going to walk over them. And so I think that's where those are the valuable lessons that you learn, in that you got to take every game for the what's right in front of you. And I think that was something that, you know, because I thought we played well in every other facet. I just thought our skill offensively just kind of weren't totally mentally locked in, because it wasn't athleticism. It was in between, as Coach Alford says, it's what's in between the ears.
Right.
We needed to be able to lock in. So I think it's a very valuable lesson to learn. And they were able to come out of it and be better in that way throughout the game.
So I was excited. Sometimes Coach Alford will share some of these offensive stats with me for the game. So 56 points. Despite under 300 total yards. Yeah. Like, that's crazy efficiency. Y'all had some, like, you know, just a couple play drives and stuff. Yeah. How do you explain that kind of efficiency?
It's fun to watch. And I think it's something that our quarterback and our skill guys have done a good job of, is, you know, and something that the coaches preach them in practice. Mm-hmm. We treat it like NFL practice. Like, I always thought NFL guys were crazy. When they catch a ball, they go score. And so they're taught, even no matter how long it is, you catch the ball, you run the ball, go score. Like, come out of practice and watch Drew Daly. Every time he gets the ball, he goes and scores. And our coaches, if it's a long one, they'll take you out and you go back in the next play. But I think that's the part where it's helped us become efficient. And then I think, too, just how we distribute the football. Will is making the right decisions. You know, obviously, yes, does he target maybe Sean Green more than others? Yes, but at the same time, he's making the right decisions and getting other people the ball and getting them involved. So that's where, you know, and then I think the efficiency part also comes from, if the defense can create turnovers and get you the short field. Like I said, that had to be the longest ever onside kick.
I think it actually was, yes.
With the ball that bounced up at like the 3-yard line and shot up 15 feet in the air.
It looked like your punter hit that with a 9-iron, yes, the way that ball bounced.
Yes, that's smart. So they're like, he needs, if he pitches like that, they need to take him to the golf course with him. So anytime we can create short fields from, you know, our defense creates short field for him, it helps the offense be more efficient. But just, I think that's one good thing boding well for us, is that we're going to continue. That's not, that has nothing to do with the opponent. That has everything to do with the quarterback, right, making the right decisions, and our skill guys being, you know, catch and go type of guys.
I love it. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. So, Coach, you had a bunch of players find the end zone Friday night, which is cool. I think maybe 5 people responsible for touchdowns, if you include Will's passing touchdowns.
Yep.
What's Adrian Vigil got one, which was great too. So how important is it to you that the ball's being spread around to so many talented players?
I mean, when you think about some of the better offenses you've seen, you know, and it doesn't matter what A of football you look at, those better teams that are explosive offensively have multiple guys doing it.
Because
now, if you try to take away one guy in particular, the other guys can hurt you. And so that's where, like, I will always use Brunswick. Like, their offense, you notice, like, even when they lost in the playoffs last year to Coffey, I think they scored, like, It was like 70 to 45 or something crazy. So, like, you can't just say you're going to guard one person because they can, the other guys can hurt you. And so that's one of the things we want to continue to do is, like, yes, on paper and by stats, Sean Green is a super threat. Well, then, but David Coleman also has scoring touchdowns. Trent Hamilton scoring touchdowns. Yes. Our running backs are scoring touchdowns. And so that's where it's important that we continue to spread the wealth so that on film, someone got more than one guy is making a play, and they have to respect that when you get into those games.
So DJ Coleman's DC Coleman, I'm sorry, I wrote DJ for some reason, but DC's 70-yard touchdown run out of the Rhino package, no doubt.
He wasn't supposed to be out there.
That really kind of flipped the momentum, you know, and we were thinking up in the box watching down, and I think you kind of mentioned it here, putting that Rhino package out there to establish the physicality and light a spark for this offense. What'd you see on that play, and how was it in energizing the team? Like you say, it wasn't supposed to be him out there?
Well, so we rotate the running backs because we treat it old school where, you know, we run a guy, you put your arm around the guy or hand it back, give him the play, and give him the old coach push out there to go out there. And so I mean, we run the first one, and like one of the – I don't remember which back it was that was coming off, whether it was Antoine or Jew. I look to the right, and I'm looking for like the other one, and DC kind of steps out and throws his hand up because he always wants to play. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, man, let's do it. Go, dude. Like, I brought him here and sent him out there. And honestly.
So had he practiced that at all?
No. he got a couple snaps in a walkthrough.
Okay.
The week of, I think it was the week of the West Brom. I don't think it was this week. It might have been Monday, maybe. But he's only had walkthrough reps. And so Rhino always gets a body to body. It's all, you know, because of single wing football in that sense. You're not really worried about blocking corners. Mm-hmm. You know, corners got to want to tackle. And so we were, you know, and again, DC being a return guy, you get him one-on-one with the DB, he's more than likely going to win that. Sure. So we got a body-to-body. He won the matchup, and he did the rest of it in the sense of having great vision. And I think, you know, the crowd has fallen in love with Rhino, so the energy is a little different when they see the package go out there. The offensive line, their energy is different because it's simpler brand of football. And so it's something to be able to, like I said, establish a physicality and, you know, be able to wear some guys down. And when you can bust a 70-yarder from it, you're really happy about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And so, you know, but DC just, he's electric, man. And he's, get the ball in that kid's hands and, you know, he makes magic happen.
Yeah, you never know what could happen when he's got the ball. You're listening to the Wildcats Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, do you use the Rhino for more than just short yardage on purpose sometimes?
Yeah, again,
I know we talk about the establishing the dominance and stuff, but it seems like you've, like, last week you had a touchdown run from it and a couple, like, 8-9 yard pickups from it.
So, we want to be able to do it anywhere.
Yeah.
We don't want it to just be, because when you do it anywhere, like, last week as a matter of fact, the last 2 weeks we made teams waste timeouts. Shoot, Brunswick called a timeout at one point during their game. So we've got a timeout from the other team every single time. We like it because if we just throw it out there in the middle of the field, they may not be ready to bring in their bigger bodies. You know, some teams are going to want to try to, you know, rotate their guys for it to try to, you know, package it up. So that keeps them from being able to do that. We want to be able to, like, well, there's going to be some teams that we play that play 5 DBs at a time.
Right.
Well, we come out there with that package, those 5 DBs aren't going to want to be in that kind of situation. So
sure.
It's something we want to be able to just, you know, trick the game, you know, and trick the mindset of them in the middle of a game, and it's been working for us. So we'll continue to throw it out there at random times.
Yeah, that's the chess part I love about it, you know, because now you're forcing other teams to prepare, not knowing when it's coming, instead of it just being a
And especially on the timeouts, we like it too, because you can get, I can have a huddle, Coach Hobbs can have his huddle, and now they don't know. And like, I want to say it was either Reball or West Broward. They had it packaged up, said it was out of a timeout. They showed us their hand first and sent their big guys out there, and we sent our skinny guys because now they aren't going to be able to match up on the edge. So that was something that we like to be able to play kind of the game within the game.
Absolutely. So this was one of my favorite parts of the night. You even had a passing touchdown. You know, officially a passing touchdown, but that was a I guess it was a toss from Antoine to Jew.
We still call it Sally.
Yeah.
You know, you think about, you know, wing T type,
single
wing type terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was counterback because obviously you want to develop the package more the more you can. And so Antoine got a mole shovel pass for a touchdown. So I told him, Antoine, you got the greatest a completion percentage in Camden County history, 100.
One for one, four touchdown.
And so, you know, like I said, Julie able to catch a touchdown pass. And so that's us having fun with it.
Yeah.
When the kids heard what we were doing, like, you should have saw their eyes on the sideline kind of lighting up because they knew it was going to be something different. So just a good time. And we have to continue to evolve that because we can't just do one or two things. It's got to be three or four that we have off of it to make people be honest when we get in something, line up in it.
Not know what's coming. So quarterback Will Jackson threw for 2 scores, but he was certainly harassed in that first half.
Yep.
Had to scramble a good bit. Rebolt, you could tell that they had watched Wes Brower tape and were pushing the buttons that seemed to work before. How do you feel about the growth of your passing game so far this season and maybe the protection that Will needs?
So I think the growth of the passing game has been pretty good, I think, because we've completed the deep ball when we wanted to. I'm glad that he has taken some of the intermediate shots, like even the fourth down play. It was a little high and behind Trent, where it made Trent fall down a half yard short. But even him taking that throw lets me know that he's reading the defense the appropriate way and taking the openings that are there.
Sure.
Not necessarily deep ball hunting, because deep ball hunting, it's cool to say blur and all that kind of thing when we catch the deep balls, but at the same time, those are more difficult passes to complete than the underneath balls. So happy about that. Honestly, the pass pro has been pretty good. I think what's been funny is that people have dropped into coverage so much that now he's got to pat, look and see. And so that's where Coach offers work with him on being, you know, staying in the pocket when he's supposed to and then escaping when he's supposed to. So I think that the passing game has evolved pretty well for us. And the same thing with the protection. I thought it's been pretty good. And now we're going to get a huge boost to the offensive line with the return of Spencer Starnes. We get him back this week. And so he'll have his first practice today. So
that's,
we're excited
fantastic
about
news.
Bringing him. It's great news to bring, 6'3", 291 back and maybe one of your most athletic guys. So we're excited about bringing him along slowly as we keep get him on the mend to return to play.
Think there might be a chance he comes back next Friday?
Yeah, he'll play next Friday. You know, he'll be on a pitch count in a sense, but he'll definitely play next Friday and be full force ready to go by the time region play starts.
I'm excited to hear that. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
No matter if you are a professional athlete, play under Friday night lights at Chris Gilman Stadium, or a weekend warrior, injuries are a part of life. Here at Advanced Rehab, our focus is getting you back in the game faster. Personalized treatment plans, cutting-edge rehab, including our newest device, Light Force High Intensity Laser Therapy, dry needling, and more. Located off Kings Bay Road, we have been serving Camden County since 1996 and are the official physical therapy provider for Camden County Athletics. Request an appointment today at advancedrehab.com.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advance Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. So, Coach, after giving up a couple of big plays early, the defense really tightened up. Just that obviously was a busted coverage area. It felt as though they'd been pressuring the quarterback so much that they were focused on that. And,
for sure.
You know, a ball got thrown over them. It was definitely a defensive unit, different defensive unit you know, late into the second quarter and after halftime, what adjustments were made on that side of the ball?
I think, again, like when you're coaching in a football game, you know, everybody thinks you got to yell and scream and holler. And I think pieces of it is showing them, you know, thankfully for us, we have film right on the sidelines. So you're able to say, look, guys, here is what's going on. Here's what we are doing well. Here's what we're not doing so well. And as opposed to going off and, as I say, cussing and fussing, you can coach them through those mistakes. And I think when they get to see, like, it's us, not them, that's where you get the better efforts from the kids. And so that's why that was one of the bigger things, just making sure that we coached them through it and help them see that we just were make small little mistakes. And I mean, honestly, the quarterback, like, literally, he would catch the ball and leave the pocket immediately. So we just had to, you know, make the adjustments to stay where we're supposed to stay and not try to see the defensive line make the sack. Let's hear them make sacks.
Right.
Get big hits. So that was kind of a piece of it. But like I said, again, making a team be one-dimensional where it literally became pass. That means we're doing a good job up front and stopping the run.
No doubt. So I don't know if you got to see any of it last night, but it was a great comeback by the Vikings over the Bears last night. And I was thinking about watching the Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell after the game last night, and he said, now we know we can do it. You know, now you know you can come from behind. Like, so kind of having that adversity and coming back and dominating. So how proud of you are your guys for bouncing back after falling behind there? It was just lethargic there for a second.
Yep.
And then it was domination after that.
Just proud from a standpoint of it shows growth. You know, we were so young last year and still young in the sense of how many juniors start for us. But just proud that we were able to show growth in how we handle negative. How we, like, I think I've taught you before about our biggest thing is how well will we handle the negative when the negative comes. And I think all year long, whether it's the Brunswick game where we're back and forth, whether it's the West Broward game where they were, you know, they would score some points to or make a big play to kind of make us have to, you know, punt a football or whatever. I feel like that was a big for us, because as we continue to go through the course of the season, we're not – would I love to be in the lead the whole entire game? Yes, but the likelihood of that happening is not high. And we have to continue to be able to battle back. And I think those are the things that you have to point to the kids to say, listen, just because the name of an opponent changes, it doesn't change the fact that you have been behind – and you've come back and taken the lead, you've come back and taken command of a game also. So we have to continue to lean on those experiences as we continue to go.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, so you've got a bye week here before homecoming against Royal Palm Beach. How will you approach this bye week? Is it rest and recovery? Is it sharpening up areas that still need work? You know, I think about the fact that next week is also homecoming, you know, and these are teenage boys that are, you know, worried about their dates and all that kind of stuff. Like, what do you do during bye week, and how do you keep them focused?
So, thankfully, we're able to get all the HOCO signs where they're asking for dates.
I saw a ton of them
out of the way after Friday's game. But I think, you know, you got to do a mixture of both. Obviously, we gave them off on Monday, and then we'll practice really hard Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Look, I got asked today earlier about my comment. I guess the Brunswick paper wrote down when I told the guys, this is going to be a difficult week for you. And my reasoning behind that was not because we didn't play well. I thought we played really well. My thing is we have to get better or worse.
It's going to be a challenge.
And we don't want to get worse. And so in this bye week, we're still going to get our 3 days. Like you in a game week, you would have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday where you get after it. So we're going to get after it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday like we would any other time. And so that's kind of the biggest part for me is just we got to make sure we sharpen the tools. Like I told somebody today, I said, you know, when we get in these region games, yes, you're going to add some wrinkles to some stuff.
Sure.
But when it's 3rd and 4, you're going to call the play you've liked all year.
Right.
You're going to call the defensive play you liked all year that you've been good at. You're not going to call the new play that you may have only worked on for a few days. It's going to be the same old that gets you through a moment. And so that's why it's going to be important that our base stuff, we have it sharpened to a point where when we add a wrinkle to the base call, we can still execute the call because we know it's a base play. We just put a little pizzazz on it. So that's the big part for me. You know, I will be very much so extra this week.
Yes.
And which is why I gave the warning that, hey, guys, Coach Rowland will be on one this week because we have to get better. Bye week does not mean off.
Right.
And like you said, in this generation, teenage boys, sometimes their brains don't compute that. And so that's something we got to get past. Because, again, yes, next week will be a fully loaded with distraction type of week.
Sure.
Because of homecoming, because there's something every day. There's going to be haircuts and suits that I got to get and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of extra stress.
A lot of extra, yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be definitely interesting as the days go by, as we get ready to continue our ascension to being a good football team.
So we'll talk a little bit more about this next week, I'm sure. But I heard you say last night that Royal Palm Beach coming in hasn't given up a point yet this year.
You know, it doesn't matter who you play. You know, if you don't give a point, that means you're doing what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
And so they haven't given up a point through three games. That may not even change this week with the opponent they have. So they will come in full of confidence, which that's what I want.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we need to see. And that's why, in order for us to mimic what we'll see against Valdosta or what we'll see in a playoff type of situation, we need to play some teams with that bravado, that South Florida bravado. Sure. And that's what you get in the West Broward. That's what you get from a Brunswick. That's what you're going to get from Royal Palm Beach, where those kids will come in with all of the swag and the trash talk, which we need to see that.
Sure.
Because
it's coming.
And it's one thing to, you know, when a bunch comes in full of confidence, you control what kind of confidence they leave with. Yeah. And so that's one thing I'm looking forward the most to, is how we handle that in your face style of play, because that's what's going to be coming from some of our opponents here in the near future.
So with the team now 4-0, what's your biggest message to your players about handling success and keeping the momentum going?
It's something we say every day. You know, something you asked me about the other day is we stay in the moment, which means you focus on what's in front of you. Like Coach Mays has a saying in the weight room that goes along with stay in the moment. He says, "What do you got?" And we say today. We have to focus on today. You know, I know everybody starts to look at the schedule and peek out of the blinds and start looking ahead, but we have to stay with what's right in front of us. And honestly, for me right now, it's getting through Tuesday. You know, getting through Tuesday, having a good practice, and guys being locked in. Because, again, if we don't lock in this week, we'll be fixing things from this week, next week, and then we'll be behind a week, and then we'll get into region play where people are looking forward to and not be ready. And so that's the biggest thing, is telling those guys to stay in the moment of where we're at right now. And I think, you know, if we can stay in the moment, we'll be good to go. I can fully say that I think last year we started looking beyond, and that's what kind of made us lose a little bit of focus on what was in front of us, looking beyond. So we want to just try to stay in the moment of where we're at and what we're doing, be where our feet are.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Coach. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Roland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Mike Spears, signing off.